On Friday, more than 100 members of the International Olympic Committee will meet in Moscow to choose the host city for the 2008 Summer Olympics. The strongest contender is Beijing. On Capitol Hill yesterday, some members of Congress demanded the House of Representatives vote to reject China's bid for the Olympics. Other lawmakers said it's none of their business. NPR's David Wellnub reports from the Capitol.
For California Democrat Tom Lantos, who once fought Nazis in his native Hungary, Beijing is not where the Olympics should be held 7 years from now.
There is no political freedom in China. There is no press freedom in China. And China does not deserve to be the host of the 2008 Olympics.
At a news conference on the Capitol grounds, Lantos said the United States should not be fooled by Beijing's promises that hosting the Olympics would be a positive catalyst for change in China. He said such promises were made for other notorious Olympic competitions.
In 1936, it was Hitler's Germany. And the New York Times at the time reported what a magnificent pageantry Nazi Germany put forward. Everybody was proud of the event, and there is no doubt in my mind that the Chinese are capable of putting on magnificent pageantry.
Virginia Republican Frank Wolf said it's not just that Beijing has recently detained American service members against their will and imprisoned U.S. citizens and residents. China, he said, has a long record of human rights abuses.
Falun Gong, the organ transplantation, the persecution of the church, the Catholic Church, 10 bishops, evangelical pastors, the plundering of Tibet, the persecution of the Muslims. The thought of bringing the Olympics to Beijing with all of that going on, actually human rights has gotten worse rather than better.
It wasn't only lawmakers calling on Congress to act. Weighing in as a conservative who ran against George W. Bush last year in the presidential primaries, Gary Bauer recalled the defiant image of the Chinese student who blocked a tank a dozen years ago in Tiananmen Square.
I think we have to be on the side of the guy standing in front of the tank. And I would urge both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue that are currently controlled by my party, the party of Ronald Reagan. I would urge the president to rethink his neutrality on this issue, and I would urge the House leadership to allow an open vote on the floor on this question.
The House International Relations Committee has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. to oppose Beijing's bid for the Olympics. But Dick Armey, the Republican majority leader, said yesterday he doubted that resolution would be voted on this week by the full House.
We pretty well got the week's schedule filled. I just don't see how you'd get it in.
Armey said he thought it would be a mistake for Congress to vote on Beijing's bid. The White House, for its part, is officially neutral on the issue. And two Democratic senators who held a separate news conference yesterday touted their own resolution that Congress steer clear of the Olympic site selection process. One of those senators was John Breaux of Louisiana.
The United States Congress should not decide where the Olympic Games are going to be held. We also should not decide where they are not going to be held. And I think this resolution clearly says that the Congress is not going to interfere and put politics into the Olympic sports competition.
Washington Senator Patty Murray said, unlike the Olympics held in Hitler's Germany, the Games in Beijing would have massive press coverage.
There's going to be, I believe, over 20,000 members of the press who will be in Beijing to observe and to send messages out. And there's going to be 3 billion viewers worldwide, far different the 1936. But I think the best answer to 1936 and what happened is that Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals, proving Hitler quite wrong.
Linda Miller, who was on the U.S. rowing team in last year's games in Sydney, expressed the fear felt by many of her fellow athletes hoping to compete in 2008, that opposition to Beijing being the site could lead to the kind of boycott that kept the U.S. out of the 1980 Moscow Olympics.
We as athletes really just want to be there, and we don't really care where it is, and we don't really care what the governments are doing. That's not what we're about. We're about showing up and proving what we can do on an individual basis and within our own teams.
For now, it appears a divided Congress won't stand in their way. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.